Venezuela's political crisis is at a boiling point. There are food shortages, and dozens have died in recent violent protests. Carlos Izcaray is the music director of the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. He was born in Caracas in the late 70s. Izcaray has seen Venezuela's downward spiral firsthand. In 2004, he was arrested and tortured watching protests against then-President Hugo Chavez. He tells WBHM's Janae Pierre he worries about the worsening political climate.
We all have our own personal stories. So I have an uncle who went 3 days without eating in the last few days. My father's a diabetic and has to struggle to get his penicillin. And then when he does find it, it's hard to keep it refrigerated because you have 8-hour shortages. Bear in mind also that there's about between 3 and 4 million people have left the country over the last few years.
The ongoing turmoil in Venezuela has had a direct impact on your life in more ways than one. Let's go ahead and talk about your unfortunate experience back in 2004.
So after going back to Venezuela, I had been back there just over a year from studies abroad. And in 2004, I was witnessing this protests that were taking place all over the country, but in Caracas, mainly near my neighborhood. And I was kidnapped by the National Guard, and I was savagely beaten, tortured, electrocuted, locked up in rooms with other people where they would shoot tear gas. And we were humiliated, threatened to death. We had to chant pro-government songs in a very humiliating fashion. So that happened to me, and I denounced that not just locally with the authorities, which obviously didn't go anywhere, but then also internationally.
How did you and other detainees get out of that situation?
So in my case, I was a little bit lucky because a couple of us who were in my group were able to convince one of the guards to lend us his cell phone. And from there, we were able to get the word out to our families and friends. Bear in mind that we, until then, nobody knew where we were. Our friends and family, they went to this military compound where I was being detained, and they were protesting by the gates. And at some point, after a whole day of this ordeal, I was let go. Without, of course, being reminded that if I said anything, I would be killed.
Let's talk about what was going through your mind as you were held with other detainees. What were you thinking?
It was a very quick way of realizing what is going on in Venezuela. Until then, it was, theories, opinions, looking at the news, reading, hearing testimonies. But when you're living it in the flesh, it's quite a wake-up call. Obviously, when that was taking place, I was just praying to stay alive, just praying that this would not be my last day.
When an artist or composer goes through a traumatic experience like you have, they usually release their anger through music because that's therapy in some way, right? Did you have that musical release?
My relationship with my craft, with music, has most definitely expanded. I would say that I have, this is a way also to rediscover the power of what I do. This is, music is about bringing people together. It's about expression. It's about entertainment, of course, but there are deeper layers to it. And for sure, I have discovered a lot of those layers through my own suffering, but most especially through the suffering of other people. And also, it is a way to connect with previous generations. Many of the greatest composers from the past had to endure difficult times like what is going on now in Venezuela.